Listen, I want to talk to you today about one of the most significant issues of your life, and that is the purpose of your life. The focus of today is really looking at what makes you do what you do, so you can tap into the power of your real purpose. So today, I really want to talk about the power of why, what it's really like to have a purpose-driven life. You know, right now, we're in a world that's changing so rapidly. And again, I see some of the most successful people in our culture who have fear and concern. It's being fed by the media. It's being fed by the fact that change is happening more rapidly than ever before in our lives. And with these kinds of actions that are happening around us, with the pace of change, there's a great deal of uncertainty, fear. There's also people out there that are working so hard, but they don't have a sense of meaning in what they do. I have a good friend who's one of the most successful financial people in this country and works in the financial markets and business. And I know he's working very hard right now on a goal. And I went to visit him recently. And boy, he's working hard and he's going to achieve that goal. But, you know, when the goal's finally there, then he's going to be happy. And I thought, no. You know, each moment we've got to be able to find some sense of meaning for our lives, something that is significant, something that is useful. And we all know this is not a new conversation. I'd like to draw your attention to some things that maybe you already know but haven't thought about for a while. Maybe get you to put some of your focus into the most important area of life, which is enhancing meaning. See, all of us in life have to have a reason to be here. If all you're doing out there is going out and trying to achieve goals, and then you achieve them, then I'm sure you've run into that trip-up wire that says, okay, I've achieved the goal, and now what? Right? You achieve the goal, and your brain says, is this all there is? See, the purpose of the goal is what it makes of us as people, who we become. Ultimately, though, we have to have a sense that who we even have become has some kind of meaning. You know, I conducted a series of interviews with members of the press from Great Britain. These people flew over to interview me from a variety of different magazines, newspapers, various periodicals. And it was very interesting to hear their interview process and find out what they thought about my coming to Britain. And one in particular said to me, well, you know, why do you even do all this? He said, you know, you're not going to try and tell me that you really believe that in the end there's really any meaning to life. And I honestly thought he was kidding. He was dead serious. He talked about how cynical he was about life, and he had it with a badge of courage, a great deal of pride, and told me about how all the British people feel the same way. Interesting how one individual starts to believe that they represent the masses. The point of the matter, though, was he was so cynical, he was so much pain in his face. It was obvious he doesn't have any joy in his life. All because of what? Because some things have happened in his life and he's decided that life doesn't have any meaning. That you live, you die, and it's over. See, I just don't buy that. I personally believe that we've come from somewhere and we're going someplace. While you and I may or may not be able to define that with absolute precision, we have to have faith to know that there's a reason why we're here. Without that, there's not a reason to live. There's not a reason to get up. There's not a reason to go out there and make it happen. What's really controlling this man's life is fear. When people say they're cynical or they're pessimistic, what they're really screaming out to you is, I'm scared out of my mind. I'm afraid to dream again. I'm afraid to think about what's possible. I'm afraid to really put myself on the line and say, I'm going to go for something. I'm going to stand for something. I'm going to put myself on the line in a relationship or in my business or my vision to make a difference in the world. Because you know what? Maybe at one time this person did that. Maybe they tried it several times and it didn't work and they got pain and pain and pain. Pretty soon they didn't want the pain, so they stopped dreaming. They stopped envisioning. They stopped coming up with meaning. Instead, they try to keep themselves away from the pain by saying, well, there's no meaning in it all anyway. But unfortunately, that gives you the ultimate pain because it gives you a life without meaning. And no one can live a life that's fulfilled without a sense of meaning. See, we've been put here for a reason. The question is why? And the answer, I think, is different for every one of us. It's different for me than it is for you, and yet it's the same.